What if I told you that the marriage license is part of the eugenics agenda to depopulate the earth and to forbid polygamy? Let's investigate.
This is not my world, 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 this is not my world.
Let's start with the English spells. Marriage is marriage. So they want you to be on the ridge, which is on the edge. And indeed, if you are married, most likely at one point or another, you feel like you are on the edge. And when you marry officially, you get a license. And license is a lie. Sense. It's a lie about your senses, right? And of course, we have other licenses as well. And they all are lies about our senses. But especially, this is true about marriage. Now, why on earth do we need a marriage license, first of all? Because we can just decide to live with someone and that's it. I would call this the natural law marriage, not just simply natural marriage. We don't even have to call it anyhow, right? I just want to fuck this girl and that's it. And I want to live with her for long. Who cares? So the government doesn't have any right to tell me who I can marry or who I can't. Or who I can fuck or who I can't. But they feel like they are entitled to, right? Because they are the parasites that run this whole world. And we are in this asylum, this prison, that is not ours. At least it is not mine. It may be yours. In that case, why are you watching this video? Now let's go to good old Wikipedia and see what they say about the marriage license. They lie about our senses. Marriage license is a document issued either by a church or state authority authorizing a couple to marry. Authorizing a couple to marry. Like, what the fuck? Why do I need an authorization from anyone to marry anyone? The procedure for obtaining a license varies between countries and has changed over time. Marriage licenses began to be issued in the Middle Ages, blah blah blah, history lies, right? His story. To permit a marriage which would otherwise be illegal, right? Like, who the fuck is the government to tell me what is legal and illegal? Some states in the US hold that public cohabitation can be sufficient evidence of a valid marriage. This is one of the worst things that they can do, really. Like, who are they that they tell me that if I live with a woman, then they tell me that this is a marriage and I have to get a license? Like, get the fuck out of my life. Some groups and individuals believe that the requirement to obtain a marriage license is unnecessary or immoral. This is under the subheading of controversy in the US. But I think it's controversial elsewhere as well. And of course, there's no necessity to get a license, right? The Libertarian Party, for instance, believes that marriage should be a matter of personal liberty, not requiring permission from the state, obviously. Individuals who align with this libertarian stance argue that marriage is a right and that by allowing the state to exercise control over marriage, it falsely presupposes that we merely have the privilege, not the right to marry. But actually, this is how it is. Because we are living in this system, this is not our system, this is the system of the parasites. And the parasites have this system over us, we are slaves and they are the slave masters. And obviously, they do whatever the fuck they want to do. They create laws that are against us, that enslave us, and part of that is marriage license. Yes, it's part of control and part of slavery. And yes, they give us privilege to drive, to be born, you get a license there as well, to die, you need a license for that as well, because they have to allow you to die and then be recycled, and then go into the soul recycling, get another body, get your memory wiped, and this is for them a system, right? So they of course need control, they need to give you permission to be born and to die, obviously. If you think about it, that makes sense from their perspective. As an example of the right as opposed to a privilege, those that are born in the US receive a birth certificate certifying that they have been born, not a birth license. Well, I would say this is a license, kind of. Which would give them license so they could be born. Well, that's what it is. Some Christian groups also argue that marriage is a contract between a man and a woman presided over by God, so no authorization from the state is required. Now, what they don't understand is that God is the dog backwards, and that is the warden. Christians believe in the system. They are part of the system. Okay, religion was created by the warden, which is God. And so, of course, they are part of the system and they don't understand what's going on. Some US states have started citing the state specifically as a party in the marriage contract, which is seen by some as an infringement. I mean, infringement of what? It is their world. But I mean, this is just ridiculous. Part in the marriage contract. But the thing is, even without stating it, the state, the government, is always part of the marriage contract. You are not marrying someone, you form an entity, you form a corporation, and it has three parties. You, the woman, and the government. So here is a marriage certificate, and this is from 1875, and it authorizes you to live with someone. Okay, do you see where we are heading with this? It's a mindfuck. Let's look at this closer. Can you see this? Yes, the all-seeing eye, of course. He is the one who is authorizing you. God, the dog, the warden. He's the one who is letting you be with that special someone, okay? You have to ask permission because he's Big Daddy. Now here's another one. And we can see here on this 1883 wedding lock certificate, you can see that these people are chained together. You know, like, I don't want to be chained to anyone, even if I love that person. Holy matrimony. Matrimony is from the mother. So again, it's a gynocentric world. When you get a certificate of marriage, you are basically giving the state the right to exercise control over your private life. That's what you do, basically. It's about giving the woman the right over you. Why? Because if you haven't noticed, the system supports the woman, but it doesn't support the man. Never. 90% of the cases is the woman who gets the divorce, and she's the one who gets the child support and gets your child. Like, what the fuck? The child is supposed to be your heir, and your woman is taking it away. Why? Because you gave her a license. You authorized her with the help of the government. And the government likes this, because they want to destroy society. They want to destroy marriage. So these eugenic bastards, those who want to depopulate the earth, they created this certificate so that you are slave to your woman, slave to the state, and the woman can do to you whatever she wants to. That's basically it. You are authorizing her. So don't ever sign such a fucking paper if you are a man. Oh, interestingly, at the bottom we can see I-882. Marriage is honorable. Holy Bible. Holy Bible, right? It's holy because it's full of holes, and it's Bible because you buy a bull. Alright, guys. What else did I want to say? Now let's look at this. This is a Russian marriage certificate. But any of the certificate you could look at is just something that I found on Wikipedia for free. And of course, it has a number, right? Number 532515. That means when you marry, you create an entity, you create a corporation. Now the head of the corporation, or the CEO or the boss, is the state. The CFO, the CTO, and all the C's is the woman. She will get your child, she will divorce you, she will get all your money because the state supports this, and you are the slave. The government, which is the rulers of the world, hates man. We are their enemy. Do you understand? I am an enemy of the state because I am a man, because I have a dick. If I wasn't, I would be supported, but I am not. The woman is supported because she has a vagina. She can be used for recycling the souls and the reincarnation cycle. She can be used to manipulate you to take all your money because you are an enemy. And they use the woman against you. That's why they create the marriage license, to authorize her to destroy you. There is nothing nice about being a man in this world. We are the trash of the world. Being a real man is something that is shunned upon. So let's get the fuck out of here. As a side note, I wanted to show you this marriage license I found, marriage certificate from 1794. Now, you can see here that this was added later. It's not the same pen, it's probably actually a pencil. And it says 1784. But if you go down, we'll see it is I-94, and the 7 was just added to it later. At least it looks like that to me. Fake history at play here as well. Now, the other thing I wanted to point out here is that marriage license was invented to illegalize polygamy. Now, polygamy was one of the most desirable and most common thing in the world. In fact, it is still one of the most common marriage form in most civilizations. It's just not in the West. And of course, the West rules the world. And why do you think that they made polygamy illegal by the marriage license? Because polygamy made a man strong, and it created strong families, and it created strong women, and everyone was happy. But of course, it had to stop, because the parasites like destruction, they like suffering and chaos. Monogamy is totally unnatural. We as men, we are naturally polygamous. It's good for the society, it's good for the woman, it's good for the man, it's good for the children, it's good for everyone. And it creates people who are strong and powerful, and the government doesn't like this. And that's why they created monogamy and the certificate for the monogamy. Because there's no certificate for polygamy, right? It is illegal by the governments. Of course, only to a certain degree, because you can still practice polygamy, but you can't have a marriage license for it. And of course, fuck the marriage license. Who needs that? I want several wives as well, and I'm not going to have any licenses with them. The only thing you need is commitment, and that's it. I don't need permission from the government, okay? What I do in my private life. They can get lost. And then, of course, we have these articles, why men won't get married anymore. Women complain chaps today won't settle down. I mean, why would we? Who wants to become a slave? And the good thing is, more and more men realize this, that marriage is slavery. We don't want to be your slave. We want to lead. That's natural. We don't want to give our power to you and to the state. We do realize, with our real lies, that these are real lies. That the government is on your side, woman, and they authorize you to take our money, take our child, and take our sanity. So of course we are not going to marry. A controversial new book argues that the triumph of feminism has meant men are now second-class citizens. Exactly. According to the Office for National Statistics, marriage in Britain is at its lowest level since 1895. For an army of women, Mr. Right is simply not there, no matter how hard they look for him. And the reason? When it comes to marriage, men are on strike. Why? Because the rewards are far less than they used to be, while the costs and dangers it presents are far greater. Exactly. Someone gets it. And we can only see this in Mail Online, because they have to inform us of what they are doing with us, so that they can mock us in the face. Don't believe that Mail Online is now on the good side, and they are telling the truth. They are telling the truth because you just have to reveal it. Otherwise, they wouldn't have the right to go ahead and do their destructive work. Ultimately, men know there is a good chance they'll lose their friends, their respect, their space, their sex life, their money, and if it all goes wrong, their family, says Dr. Helen Smith, author of Why Men Are Boycotting Marriage, Fatherhood, and the American Dream. Perhaps I will try to get in touch with this author and maybe get on the show if she agrees. They don't want to enter into a legal contract with someone who could effectively take half their savings, pension and property when the honeymoon period is over. Exactly, that's it. Why would we do this? This is mental sickness. Men aren't wimping out by staying unmarried or being commitment phobies. They are being smart. Yes, why would a smart man go into this unnatural, unfair agreement where the state is the daddy and the woman is the princess and you are the slave? Some more truth here from the author. We messed with the old marriage structure and now it's broken, she says. Back in the old days, stay-at-home mothers got a financial reward because child-rearing doesn't pay cash. Now we want total independence from men, but if we divorce, even without having children, we expect to get alimony forever. We can't have it both ways. But most women want both ways. On one hand side, they say that they don't need men. On the other hand side, they are forever dependent on the man's money. Even though they say they are independent, right? Independent, really? So why do you need my money forever? Along with the prospect of endless domestic criticism, this is why men are saying, I don't, rather than I do. Men need marriage like a fish needs a bicycle. Yeah, who needs that? Many women have been raised to think of men as the enemies, says Wanker. It's precisely this dynamic, women good, men bad, that has destroyed the relationship between the sexes. And of course, this is all by design. The parasite entities that rule this world, the warden, exactly wants this, because then they can control us. If men are strong, which means we have several wives, there are no states, no government to give power to the women, then it would be a great society. After decades of browbeating, men are tired. Tired of being told there's something fundamentally wrong with them. Tired of being told that if women aren't happy, it's their fault. The rise of women has not threatened men, it has just irritated them. Yes, isn't it interesting that if the woman is not happy, it's always your fault, it's the man's fault, and there's always something wrong with you, being a man? Give me a break. It's all a mindfuck. And the problem is, women are the easiest target of this system, because they are the so-called weaker vessel, as the Bible says. I don't like the Bible, but I'm not sure how to say it. They are more naive. They are more easy to manipulate, and they're simply different than men. I don't know how to say it. And it's fundamentally a good thing, because that's how she can be molded to become the mother and to become your woman. She needs to be that way to be a good woman for a man. But of course the system knows this, and they misuse this, and they manipulate her so that it is against you, against the man. And then of course the whole family is gone. Every kind of media is telling the woman that she's the princess, she's the good, and the men are bad. Men are always rapers, men are always bad. They never know how to do things. It's always the woman has to fix it, because the man always botches it up. You know, and we see all these fairy tales, the movies where the woman is the one who is to be desired, and the man is always just the asshole. And of course, the woman needs always the best man, the prince on the white horse, right? Because she deserves it. But us, we don't deserve shit. Right? That's the message that comes from Hollywood, because it's from the warden's office directly. And he knows exactly what our weak spots are. So women demand the best man, that you are masculine and also protective, but also gentle, and always look after her and does whatever she wants to. So basically they are telling women that it is good to be a feminist, it's good to destroy the family, it's good to destroy your man, because you are the ultimate goddess and men are shit. They just watch these movies, they watch the TV, they hear things and read things, and they change. They change to the worse, they change to what the system tells them. They are molded to their image, not to our image, but to the image of the fucking warden. And then these other types of articles come out when they ask, where have all the good men gone? These sassy, sophisticated, solvent women say they are struggling to find other halves that can measure up. Well, the problem is not with us, really. It's a problem with you. Because you molded by all the manipulation of Hollywood and the warden. And the question we should rather ask is, where have all the good women gone? Because that's really the question. Because if there are good women, we want to marry them. Not with a license to lie to our senses and be the slaves. No, no, no. We want to be in a committed relationship with women. It's natural. But if you are a feminist bitch, who wants to fuck with you? Who wants to be your slave? No real man with dignity would want that. So that's why we don't do that. Where have all the good men gone? We are still here. We just don't give a fuck. And you can find all the beta males for you and all the wimpy and weak men to manipulate, but we are not going there. Marry them. Find them. But don't complain. It's your fault. And of course we could say it's the fault of the media, and partially it is true. But we have a choice how you react to the media and to the manipulation. You have a choice. You have a choice, woman. Don't be molded by the media. Become a good woman. And there will be good men for you. Here's a great article from A Voice for Men responding to where are all the good men. Right now all over the world millions of women are searching for a good man. Even after decades of effort on the part of the women's liberation movement to empower women with the mantra "I do not need a man," they continue on this seemingly endless quest. The process to find a good man begins early by assuring little girls that they'll meet a good partner one day. Indeed, they seem to intuitively understand that someone someday will take care of them for the rest of their lives. They are told when you are married, you will be happy, as they bask in dreams of fancy wedding and a life with the perfect soulmate. He'll be masculine, he'll work hard, and he'll earn enough money to care for his woman and for her children. He will be strong, intelligent, healthy, and courageous, all the while being by her side for protection and support. For men, however, it is a different story. We don't ask for much. We like our women to be attractive, we like them to enjoy sex, and we like them to provide us with companionship. What we don't want is for them to try to change us. Let's read this again. What we don't want is for them to try to change us. And I would add, we don't want them to control us. The fact is that women and society at large have systematically stacked mountains of needs, obstacles and expectations in front of us men, challenging us to measure up to impossible standards of masculinity at every stage of our lives. Most of the time, those we love most, especially the women many of us spend our lives chasing, place this straitjacket of idealized masculinity on us. They are a favorite object of love and desire, and in return, they expect stereotypical masculine perfection. Many hold dear those things that will elevate partners to good man status. Our girlfriends, wives, and significant others wield this power over us like a sword, or they leave us with a hurdle after hurdle to jump over. But for others, the burden of living up to an idealized version of manhood often leads to great stress and intense feelings of shame, anxiety, depression, and in extreme cases, suicide. These marital burdens have created an escape phenomena for many men. Women often try to control their men by slapping, hitting, and throwing him out of their homes. Orderly society and even many men seem to approve of this abuse. Did he just say abuse? Oh. Is it not just men who can abuse? Can perhaps verbal abuse be abuse as well? The woman's weapon of choice is a sharp tongue. While the things they say might smack of moral authority and loving concern, they often cut deeper than physical violence. The intent is to strike at our inherent male core. Many women are experts at inflicting pain through words alone, while others rely on tactics like bickering and nagging to stoke our insecurity even more. This has the potential to force even the most independent and self-assured of us to cower or worse. As an example of how critical this issue has become, a 2014 study found that verbal abuse was often a catalyst for husband suicides. And yet, women are the ones who are often afraid. They are so frightened by our powerful maleness that they command us to submit. But many women don't seem to grasp the emasculating impact that their abuse can have. Lacking our biology, they cannot understand our emotions at their most primal level. They only see that we react and comply. They have no real understanding of the damage their reckless behavior can cause. Once our male sexual appetite is triggered, we kowtow into submission, potentially sacrificing our long-term health and financial well-being by clinging to the false belief that physical intimacy is our reward for being good. We are not just compelled to save the woman and children first. In many respects, we have become vagina beggars. Like lemmings, we follow the dangerous and potential disastrous course. We have become imprisoned, and women hold the key. And I already see women telling me that I'm a misogynist. I'm not a misogynist. I'm not a woman hater. I love women. In fact, I love women very much. I just hate feminists. That's two different things. Because feminism is an ideology from the parasites, from the communists, from the Jews, against the goyim, especially against the goyim man. My message to women is this: just get out of this stupid manipulation and you will see that your life will become happier. You will not have to look for the good man, they will find you. And that's it for me for today. Thanks for listening. Thanks for supporting my work. Like, comment, share, subscribe, become a member, and most importantly, don't follow the fucking parasites. What's the most ridiculous statement you heard from a feminist? Let me know in the comments below. Thanks everyone. See you in the next one. I'm just longing night by night for the other side to be alright.